Welcome to another week of the Lookout News Roundup. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only LGBTQ+ news source for and about the queer community. Each week on Gay Phoenix, we bring you the story shaping the lives of queer people in Arizona, Colorado, and across the country, from politics and public policy to healthcare, immigration, homelessness, and the fight for equal rights. If you want to stay informed and get a version of this in your inbox every week, you can sign up for Lookout's newsletters at lookoutnews.org. Here's this week's news roundup. A transgender woman detained at the Eloy Detention Center says she was handcuffed to a wheelchair for hours after she was accused of soliciting sex. The woman, who is being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, described the incident to Congresswoman Yasmeen Ansari, who then told Lookout in an exclusive interview about conditions inside the detention center. Her account raises new questions about how transgender people are treated in immigration detention and comes as Lookout continues to investigate conditions inside Arizona's immigration detention system. You can read that full story on our website at lookoutnews.org. And now over to Phoenix. A growing fight over the city's public parks can be best understood as a fight over what happens to people experiencing homelessness, according to reporting from Lookout. We interviewed four people across varying viewpoints about the city's newest and most controversial decisions about restricting food and medical care to people in parks. Healthcare workers and advocates we interviewed said the ban is short-sighted and cruel. Others, including people unhoused, said that it's not really addressing the root cause of the problems. We also spoke with neighborhood leaders about the consequences of those policies and the competing visions for who public parks are actually meant to serve. You can read that story and the interviews on lookoutnews.org as well. Headed over to Colorado, the Colorado Sun is reporting that Children's Hospital Colorado has pleaded not guilty to a contempt allegation tied to its provision of gender-affirming care. The legal fight comes as hospitals and healthcare providers across the country face increasing political and legal pressure over transgender healthcare. The case is being closely watched as Colorado continues to defend access to gender-affirming treatment. The Washington Post examined the results of Arizona's Republican primaries, where several candidates who questioned or denied the results of the 2020 presidential election have advanced, including some of the top races of the ticket, such as Andy Biggs for governor, Alex Colladan for secretary of state, and Warren Peterson for attorney general. The results underscore the continued influence of election denialism within the Republican Party and could shape some of the state's most competitive races heading into November. Back over to the Centennial State, the Colorado Times Recorder reports that a Colorado lawyer with a record of opposing LGBTQ+ rights has been tapped to lead the U.S. Justice Department's Gun Rights Division. The appointment is drawing attention from queer advocates who have criticized his past positions on issues affecting queer and transgender people, including calling same-sex relationships going against, quote, biological design, and representing a client that banned a valedictorian of a Colorado high school from coming out in his graduation speech. Finally, in regional news, Colorado Newsline reports that state health officials are investigating a tuberculosis case involving a person held in ICE detention. The case has raised concerns about the health and safety of people held in immigration detention, where crowded conditions can make infectious diseases particularly difficult to contain. Advocates have long called for greater transparency and medical oversight of these facilities. Moving over to national news, a new investigation from ProPublica examines how a federal human rights agency has shifted its priorities and funding under the Trump administration. According to the report, taxpayer-funded resources have increasingly supported causes aligned with conservative and right-wing political interests, including anti-LGBTQ+ influence groups that have tried to dismantle same-sex marriage and promoted conversion therapy. And moving over to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Gay News reports that Pennsylvania is preparing to decriminalize HIV and AIDS-related offenses and change the state's approach to sex work. Supporters say the reforms would reduce stigma and bring the law more in line with modern public health science. HIV advocates have long argued that criminalization discourages people from seeking testing and treatment and perpetuates harmful stereotypes about people living with HIV. And finally, Signal Ohio is reporting that some of the state's top Democrats are retreating from transgender issues, leaving some queer advocates feeling abandoned. The shift comes as Democrats across the country debate how aggressively to campaign on trans rights in an increasingly polarized political environment. For trans Ohioans and their advocates, the political calculation raises a difficult question on what happens when the people who once promised to fight for your rights decide the issue is too politically risky. That's this week's Lookout News Roundup. For more reporting on the issues affecting queer communities in Arizona, Colorado, and across the country, visit lookoutnews.org. You can also sign up for our newsletters and get the latest news delivered directly to your inbox from there. I'm Joseph Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.